Hello, welcome to Some Good Stuff, and that's exactly what we've got. It's Kim and Mike Burge with you today, and we're sharing some good stuff on this Friday. First off, it's Friday. That's good news, right, Mike?
Friday the 10th. Tomorrow is Veterans Day.
And we've got a couple of things to honor those that have served for our freedom. That'll be coming up in just a bit, so stay tuned. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching? You can do that, you know, with Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, that's where ranchers go.
That's what ranchers read, matter of fact.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, Mike. Veterans Day tomorrow. Lots of celebrations going on today as well. What have you got for the good stuff?
Veterans Day, of course, is a time to honor all the brave men and women among us who at one time or another put on the uniform and served to protect our country, our liberty, and our lives. For those who never served in the military, it is impossible to understand the sacrifices that have been made for all Americans by those few brave ones, the time spent away from family or personal pursuits, the physical toll of training and fighting, the scars that remain when the battle is over. Every citizen owes a debt that can never be repaid, a debt to every veteran for their service and our freedom. And while we can never truly understand their sacrifice or repay their service, we can honor them, be thankful for them, and remember them. Not a day goes by that American citizens should forget the price that has been paid by our veterans. But on Veterans Day, we pause to make sure that we are thankful for each and every man and woman who wore the uniform. For so many, those veterans are sons and daughters, siblings, parents, grandparents, relatives, or friends. Sadly, others are homeless or struggling. On Veterans Day, we remember them all, and we express our gratitude for what they have done. We are also thankful to have them with us, whether or not we know them personally. Please, if there's a Veterans Day observance in your local community, and I know there's a lot out there, attend to show respect for those who have sacrificed so much. And I don't know who wrote that. I just wanted to share it with you today on the good stuff.
Very well written. Okay, let's remember a couple of soldiers. Lance Corporal Andrew Mowney, a former infantryman with Camp Lejeune's 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, died in January 2015 at the age of 53. He was from Virginia and he served 3 years in the Marines before being honorably discharged in 1983. At the time of his death, he was homeless on the streets of Wilmington and he had no family. No one claimed his body, but one family, the Thompsons, took him in like their own. When he died, the family said they did all they could to give Mowney a proper burial, but his body wasn't allowed to be released to them because they weren't next of kin. After all paths had been exhausted by the Missing in America project to find his relatives, it was decided that he would be laid to rest by his brothers in arms. That's because once a Marine, always a Marine. And for veterans and active duty Marines, the term unclaimed is unacceptable. He's our brother, said retired Marine Bill Holzclaw. We don't know him by face. We don't know him by name. We don't know him by actions. But we know one thing. We've walked in his boots, and he's walked in ours. Lance Corporal Andrew Mowney.
Anybody planning a trip out there? Maybe do a Veterans Day program?
I hope so.
Travel agent term translations.
Oh, things, okay.
Things you should know if you're planning a trip, okay?
Okay, got it.
When they say old world charm, you can expect a room with no TV, radio, and only one light. If they say tropical, it means rainy. Majestic setting, that means a long way from town at the end of a dirt road. And if they say options galore, nothing is included in the price. And also if they say secluded hideaway, it means directions to locate unclear.
Oh, no.
If your travel agent says some budget rooms, sorry, they're already occupied. And if your travel agent says explore on your own, it means at your own expense. And maybe just a couple of more travel agent term translations. When it says minutes from, that means by plane, it's minutes from.
Uh-oh. Boy, that's a good one to know.
If it says romantic, it means there's no phone in the room and no cell phone service, I'm sure. And folks, now you know because you were listening to the good stuff.